terminal wrinkles. It may be Hillary's hair. It may be on top of the courthouse. You bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, I think I'm on. It's 10:14 and a half, and this is Thursday, isn't it? It happens every week about the same time. But it's a beautiful day out there. Oh, my goodness. Boy, it pays to get up and get out and walk around a little bit, taking a deep breath of that good old fresh air. Great day. My. Well, the State Fair is still on, isn't it? You don't hear much? Why don't we hear much about the State Fair? I guess if you watch television, you hear some. But I've got tickets to give away yet. John Haas and who else? Paula Sizemore and Becky Thacker need to show up today to pick up their tickets. And then I've got a drawing of, let me see, Bad Company, WSG Fog Hat. Wow, how did they ever get those guys? That's the entertainment for tomorrow night, incidentally, for Friday, August 2nd. And I'm going to make a drawing for that. If any of you are interested in Bad Company and Fog Hat, why, stay tuned. You may be the lucky recipient. Okay, in the meantime, I've got other things going on. And I think it's tomorrow, perhaps, George Kasotis has a birthday. I do believe it's tomorrow. Now, I don't know exactly how old George is, but he's older than me. Not by much, but some. Okay, it was interesting listening today to Mary Ellen Withrow. Always is, of course. It's amazing that, you know, that Marion has someone that has been so closely involved with the United States government. As Treasurer of the United States, my land, how many others? Well, we had one president for Marion, but I actually think that Marion Withrow was, she's better recognized and everything else. I wonder if we're going to have Mary Ellen has a museum of where she lives of, being Treasurer of the United States, my land. Oh, here's a caller. Hey, caller, go ahead.
Charlie.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Ralph Thacker.
Yeah, Ralph.
I guess you got tickets for Becky?
Yes, I do.
We've got a health problem with her right now, and she's not going to be able to use it and see if you can offer them to somebody else.
Okay, fine. All right. Good enough, Ralph.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Anyone else out there? Take Becky Thacker's. If somebody would like Becky Thacker's tickets for be tonight for the show tonight at the State Fair, why, let me know. And I will make a drawing about 10:55 or so, or 11:55. I'll make a drawing for Bad Company, which will be tomorrow night. Now, if you call me, you could opt to get tickets to Zumbezi Bay. And, just a second here. I've got more notes here. Let me separate them here a little bit. I got Paula Sizemore needs to get her tickets, and John Haas, and, let me show you what I've got for giveaways today. Boy, such a nice day, though. I've got more blossoms on my cucumber than you could ever count. Oh, they're all over. Blossoms galore on my cucumbers, but no cucumbers. Do anyone have any bees they'd like to loan? Oh, boy, look here. I've got a couple of two-piece passes to the wilds. That's and that's kind of managed by, down at the zoo. Okay, and boy, look at all these tickets to Dublin, Ohio. And that's coming up this weekend, isn't it? Let me see here. All these tickets. Whoop. Just lost a couple on the floor. Tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival? Oh, boy. Look at that. Now, how many of you would like to go to that? Boy, I've got tickets all over the floor and here and there. Man, oh, man. I've got tickets, too, to Arby's. One free meal, a small size, that is, on their McMahon Boulevard Arby's. That's the McMahon Boulevard Arby's. And Arby's, rather. Let's see, what else do I have? Oh, and I've got tickets to the State Fair. Oh, my land. Just tickets to get in to the State Fair. How about that? I got bundles of them here. Oh, wow. I've got everything. Look at that. Yeah. When does the State Fair end, I hope? Hey, now tell me, for those of you who've been to the State Fair, have you been to the parking lot where there is transportation? I understand there are no wagons. Is that correct this year? My daughter, Angie, was down there and said she had to walk a mile or more getting in and out of the grounds. That the parking lot has been changed. How many of you have been to the State Fair and had to walk a long, long way? How many of you have found the fact that apparently there is no wagon service? Is that true? No wagon service, or did they miss it? Let me know. Any of you, 740-383-9944. Can you, any of you tell me that have been to the State Fair, what's going on with the walking distance and the fact there apparently are no wagons hauling people? Woo, wow. Now, for the air, the fly-in, drive-in, Marion, you know, we've got the big doings coming up to the fairgrounds in September, and I've been informed that we're going to have golf carts and all kinds of things to help people out to get from where you park to the main grounds area where the planes are and so forth. And, of course, planes mean Osprey, you know, those vertical takeoff planes, a Black Hawk helicopter, and the Red Tail people, the World War II. Oh, a lot of, a lot of different things going on. Okay, and we'll, you know, it's still early. It's only August, isn't it? Today is August the 1st. Oh, the first day of August. Well, does that mean anything to you? Yeah, we get our Social Security money, don't we, soon? To pay our bills. Oh, my goodness. What would we do without Franklin Roosevelt's Social Security? How, have you ever thought of that? How on earth, unless you saved the money yourself, you probably couldn't have saved enough money yourself over your working years to equal what we get now in Social Security. Yes, and what would we do if we didn't have it? Now, you know, over the years they've said Social Security is going broke. We won't have it when we need it. Well, so far, and I don't, they could never let that happen, could they? They better not. So a lot of us depend on Social Security. 740-383-9944. I'd still like to know more about the Ohio State Fair, about walking distances, and the fact, do they or don't they have transportation? You know, for years upon years, we parked out in that one field, and you could wait on the wagon to come along and jump on the wagon, and they'd take you up to the starting gate or the entrance area. Why is that different this year? Unless there's nobody that ever been to the State Fair out there in the listening audience. And I don't see how that could be. But if you are out there, don't hesitate. Just give me a ringy-dingy, like I used to say. Now you can't say dial up, because we don't dial anymore, do we? It's almost wishful thinking. You've got, now here's something else. I noticed this past week, a big sale at Menards, and in the bottom of one of the pages was a wristwatch, and it said $4.99, and you could make calls on it, receive calls, and get into the internet on that wristwatch. $4.99. Now, that was apparently $4.99. Did any of you buy any of those? Was it $4.99? You would think it'd be $4.99. But I'm sure it was $4.99. Let me know. Well, I got all these questions, and I need an answer. But that was fun, wasn't it, listening to Mary Ellen Withrow? Like I say, a lot of Marianites don't really realize that Marion has had such a person in Washington, I mean, of her stature, when she was treasurer of the United States. Oh, my goodness. That's really nice to know. And she's got a museum there at Primrose. Okay, now let me see. Trinity Baptist Church Sunday sermon airs on WWGH at 6:10 to 7 p.m. You remember that. Sunday and Wednesday nights. Sunday and Wednesday nights, the Sunday sermon, Trinity Baptist Church. And then debuting Wednesday, this is clear back, Nate Redman, Offbeat News and Trivia. And he's on from 4:10 to 5 p.m. And so it goes. And you can pick up your prizes Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Is that still current? Fridays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.? Well, anyhow, I've got tickets here to get to the right people. I got Becky Thacker. Well, in fact, her tickets can go to anyone because Becky can't make it. And I also have a couple other pairs of tickets to tonight's entertainment. So if anyone would like anything, well, just give me a call. And also, I'll be making a drawing here or taking answers. If you'd like to go to the open air safari to Buzumbezi Bay or the big festival coming up in Dublin this weekend. Also, one free small meal at Arby's. And I got a whole bunch of tickets for the Dublin Irish Festival. And that starts tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. And let's see, tomorrow. Oh, here we go. Let me see. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, morning, John.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, hey, that ad that you're talking about from Menards?
Yes.
I read the same thing, and it said $4.49.
Yeah. Now, was that?
So I don't know whether that was a mistake on their part or whatever, but I thought it was awful cheap.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't buy one, but I thought it was awful cheap.
Well, yeah, I thought at $4.99 you'd get there and say, I'm sorry, that's a mistake.
It might have been true.
Yeah, it was true.
I saw the same ad.
Oh, my land, if it was true, there'd be hundreds waiting at the door.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
I'll let you know on that.
Yeah, okay, bye. Yeah, did you see the ad? Last week, Menards' big sale going on for $4.99 for one of those wristwatches that about 100 times better than what Dick Tracy had. Boy. Let me know any details behind that. Did any of you try or buy one? Was it $499 or $4.99? I've been wondering about that ever since. No kidding. That's been crossing my mind along with maybe one or two other things. But I still can't get over that wristwatch at $4.99 that would make calls and access the internet right there. Yeah, and those things, they're expensive. I mean, really expensive. Anyone like to talk about that? 7403-39944. I'd like to hear from you. This is a talk show, you know. Let's talk. Okay, so here's a couple of things. Transportation at the state fair. How do you get from the parking lot to the state fair? Where do you park? My daughter parked clear over at the Ohio Historical Society and had to walk a tremendous distance to get to the main part of the fair. Now, did you also do that? Okay, some things we'd like to know. All right. Let me see. What else? And I've got tickets to Open Air Safari, Zambezi Bay, and the entrance to the Ohio State Fair. At least we can do is give you free tickets to get in after walking miles. Arby's, one free meal at the McMahon Boulevard area. Every time I say McMahon Boulevard, my thoughts take me back to when the McMahons farmed that area. And I used to buy hay there, and I used to climb up into their hayloft and throw down a bale or so and climb up a wooden ladder into the hayloft. Boy, I can smell the hay yet. Oh, it smelled so good. And whenever they're making hay, there's no better smell, is there? Now, I remember, now this goes back a long time ago, at Marion Grain and Supply Company, Laird Alexander's wife sold candle scents. If you made your own candles, you could add her solution to the wax.
Scott, did you know that Halley's Comet used to fly over Marion every night?
No, Charlie, I didn't know that. How's that possible?
Well, it wasn't really Halley's Comet. It was Martha Dowse's fire baton coming from Girard Avenue.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, Feeding America. Yes, indeed. Well, we're feeding our school kids, aren't we, at various locations? Okay, now, going back to my initial questions today. What were my questions? Oh, about parking at the Ohio State Fair. No calls on that. Apparently, apparently nothing. 743-3399-44. I'd like to know more about the parking situation at the Ohio State Fair. And do they have any wagons to haul you on? Apparently not, from what I've heard. So I'd like to know more about that. I've got free tickets if you want to go to the State Fair. No problem there. I also have free tickets to Zambezi Bay and the Wilds and Arby's small meal on McMahon Boulevard. Oh, that's right. I was talking about the McMahon's hayloft, wasn't I? And how... Oh, that's right. And Marion Grain and Supply Company. Laird Alexander, I dealt with him for years and years. Well, I used to advertise for him on the Farm Hour every day. Marion Grain and Supply Company. And they sold, all kinds of feed. And farmers took their grain in there and could have it ground into feed. That was something. But Mrs. Alexander... sold scent for your candles. If you were making candles, you mix this oil with your candle wax, and your candles smelled so good. But the reason I mention that was the fact that one of her scents was new mown hay. Now, remember I said there's new mown hay smells so good? Well, she had a bottle of new mown hay fragrance. You could put in with your candles. I thought that was really good. And those of you who have lived your whole life in town don't realize the wonders of the fragrance of new mown hay. Wow. Now, if you let your grass in your front yard or your backyard grow tall enough and cut it and let it dry a few days, you'd almost get the smell of new mown hay. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, as everyone there, where was I? I was in Marion the other day in the southwest side of Marion. Just my wife grew up out there, in the southwest section. Well, you know, can't remember Kenmore, but you know, it was one of those streets out there. I saw one place where the grass had grown about 5 feet tall. You couldn't see around the corner if you had a And isn't there an ordinance somewhere where the city will come along and cut it and mail you a bill? Yeah. And boy, this one was really something. Well, anyhow, what else needs done? I see where they're letting contracts for more paving, and that's good. And work is getting done on various projects around Marion. Now, you know, if I was in charge of activity in Marion, I would sure ballyhoo what is being done. Otherwise, no one knows, unless they live on a street that's being tore up for new sewers. But people ought to be told, yes, not only are we hampering your driving by tearing up a street, we're also improving Marion's, you know, what do you call it, infrastructure? You betcha. That needs to be known. There are a lot of things that needs to be known that we never hear about or would be rare. For instance, every day on my way home, I pass the depot. Now, Ted Graham is a good friend of mine. I consider Ted as kind of like the man that saved Marion because of all his industrial doings, buying the old depot and turning it into something that is we can all be proud of. Some of you were not living when the depot area had just about collapsed. The roofs were all caving in. It was a horrible sight for an industrialist that maybe was flying into Marion. He would come in and look around, look out of the plane and say, "Ye gads, what a dump that is." Well, let me tell you, that dump turned into a mighty, mighty attractive industrial area for the fact that they bring merchandise in and take merchandise out. It's not exactly a storage area, some of it. It's a distribution area where things are distributed out of all these buildings. And I can't begin to tell you what all is in there. It probably wouldn't, you know, people wouldn't want it known. But all the millions and millions of dollars worth of merchandise that comes in and out of Marion every day. And now the overpass is being built so that you don't have to wait on a train bringing that merchandise into the depot. But what just that alone, there are so many different individual businesses operating out of there. It's just unbelievable. But Ted also manages the warehousing or distribution areas of the old Marion Power Shovel Company. Wow. All right. Ted's a good guy. And nice person, too, I must say. Very nice. All right. Well, let's see. Open Air Safari Pass. We have Zambezi Bay. I haven't even asked a question today, have I? Except the State Fair about parking. How long did you think you had to walk? Did you look around to see if there were any wagons hauling anyone to the starting gate? It's interesting, isn't it? 740-383-9944. Now, I will ask a question that I've asked before because I thought I'd make it easy for you. What part of your shoe has a relationship, by name only, of a part of you? You get that? What in the shoe that you've got on your foot, unless you're wearing slippers, if that shoe on your foot, if you had to find one part of it and relate that to something on your body, not necessarily your foot, but your body, what would that be on your shoe? 740-383-9944. All right. I'd sure love to hear from you. I want to make sure that our phones are all working. Just a second here. Yeah, okay. So our phones are working. All I need is you. Okay, who can tell me what in your shoe that you've got on right now has the same name as something related to the rest of your body. Is that too complicated? 7403399944. Yes, all right. Now, okay, here we go. Finally, yes, good morning.
Good morning. How about a heel?
Yeah, well, a heel's good. I was thinking the soul. Yeah.
And you also could have a tongue.
That's right, a tongue. A tongue, soul, and heel.
That's good for three prizes.
Yeah, right. Hey, would you like one prize or two prizes?
How about Arby's?
Yeah, you betcha. Okay, I put your name down here. And what's your name?
Glenn Chase.
Glenn, yes, Glenn. All right, I got your name on your ticket here. All right.
Alrighty. How late can it be today?
Let me see. Oh, up to 3 o'clock at least.
Okay.
All right.
And I come in the back entrance?
Yeah, come in and come down the steps. Yeah. There's a handrail on the steps.
Okay.
All right, Glenn.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Glenn Chase. I've known Glenn for a number of years. Okay, there's his Arby's ticket. All right. Okay. I still like to know about the transportation business at the Ohio State Fair. Do you walk? Do you ride? You don't run. How far is it from where you park your car to where you get down on the midway? And do you have any other thoughts about the Ohio State Fair? Now, you remember back when this fellow who has a car lot in Willard, and I can't remember his name, I can picture the sign at his car dealership in Willard, but I can't remember his name. It was an easy name to remember, I thought. When he was manager of the State Fair, it got kind of controversial because he did so many interesting things. But they took him out of that position rather quickly. And now Inman. Yeah, Billy. Was it Billy Inman? That was his last name, Inman. If you went to Willard today, you would find the Inman car lot. But he was quite a entrepreneur of the Ohio State Fair. He did things a little differently and got the attention. Now, when Governor Rhodes was in there, he also, the State Fair was one of his favorite things. And, of course, they say that he fibbed a little about attendance totals because Ohio was in a race with Texas for the number of participants in the State Fair. And Governor Rhodes was, he maybe fudged a little bit on attendance just to promote Ohio and the State Fair. Now, we need some get up and go, don't we? Yes, our get up and go got up and left. Okay, now what else do I have here? Let's see. On your car, there's something relates to, let me see, something that, oh boy, there's a chimney in outside, north of Detroit. There's a chimney that has this, what I'm looking for. Something on your car relates to, say pecans, cashews, peanuts, walnuts, something on your car relates to the words that describes those items. 7403399944. Okay, this must be it. Good morning, we're on the air.
Hey, Charlie?
Yes.
What do you mean I'm on the air?
Well, you're on the air.
Well, I'll be darned. Hey, I was trying to get a hold of Terry Tackett. Do you have him call me today, please?
Well, yeah, maybe he's listening, I hope.
Well, yeah, I hope so, too.
All right. Hey, well, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing fine. I didn't know I was going to be on the air, but talking to you.
Hey, you can put this on your bulletin board. I was on the air today. Hey, you been to the State Fair?
No, I haven't.
Okay. All right.
No, been down there and done that, Charlie.
Oh, okay. Well, if somebody is listening, and maybe Terry's listening, you need to, or he needs to call you, right?
Yeah, I'd like to talk to him. I have some things I want to talk to him about.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, hope you have a good day, Charlie.
Oh, you too. Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Okay, Terry.
Okay.
Or, I'm sorry,
Charlie. Yeah. Okay. 10:44 is the time. And how are you all doing today? It's Thursday. Yes, and tomorrow, the last business day of the week. Not the last business day. For a lot of people, it's a little... Well, now the way things go, if you're working 12-hour days, some of you may have tomorrow off. Yeah, you know, boy, can you imagine yourself, those of you listening, maybe some of you listening are on a 12-hour day? My, I can't imagine. Although I did work my share of 12-hour days, but only because something I was working on I couldn't solve in 8 hours. Oh, those were long days and long nights. Do you know, every night I listened, when I had to work overnight doing maintenance, I listened to WLW in Cincinnati to a program called Moon River. Remember that? How many of you remember Moon, well, it was, the song Moon River wasn't related to that, but it was Moon River on WLW years ago.
Have you heard my interviews with Phyllis Diller here on WWGH?
Have I heard it? I could recite it word for word.
Wow, Charlie, you must have a great memory.
Well, not really, but after 6,432 airings, it just becomes a part of your life. The sun comes up, the sun goes down, the moon comes out, and you hear Phyllis Diller's interview and cackle on WWGH.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, well, we're not doing very well on my questions I've had. None of the questions I've had were, where do you... Well, at the Ohio State Fair... For years and years, we all rode wagons up to the starting gate. Now, are the wagons all gone? Parking has been changed. The location of parking changed. And my one daughter had to park over at the Ohio Historical Society and walk over. And that's no short distance either. How about you? Can you relate to experiences at the Ohio State Fair? I'd like to hear from you. Okay, so that's one set of questions. Now I can give... Oh, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, are you talking about lug nuts?
Yeah, how did you... Boy, you're right, lug nuts. Isn't that something? Yeah, lug nuts. There's a chimney. I forget where it was, but it says lug nuts are on it, named after that team. What was that team, a hockey team? The lug nuts?
I don't know.
I don't either. Did I give you a prize yet today?
No, not yet.
Okay,
no,
would you like something?
I had one for a while.
You have Zumbezi Bay or tickets to the state fair, all that kind of stuff?
Well, I can't go to any of those.
Okay, well, how about an all-day pass to Timbuktu?
That would be good, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, wouldn't it?
I could use that,
yeah.
I think.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
All right, Charlie.
Okay,
take
we'll
care
see
now.
You. Bye. All right, yeah. I think that's Carl Mounts. 10:48 is the time, and how are you all doing today? Can you imagine somebody out there with I know you can't get up and go to your phone. Your phone is in your back pocket. Or it's in your front pocket. Where's mine? Where's my phone? Oh. My phone is in my backpack. Okay. So you just can't run over to remember when your telephone was on top of a bench that was designated as a telephone bench? Yes. In fact, I have a picture of myself as a teenager. It was a posed picture.
I supposedly was calling a girl for a date, sitting at the telephone bench. You remember that? Do you still have? Are there any telephone benches out there? Are they all gone? What would you do today if you had a telephone bench? What would you use it for? Now, there's a million-dollar question. If you had a telephone bench today, what on earth would you use it for? Maybe you'd say potted flowers. Something to eat off of. I don't know. But a telephone bench, if you're not familiar, was a kind of an L-shaped thing that where your telephone was the left part of the L. You sat in the other part. Oh, wow. And those were in existence for years and years. Anyone still have a telephone bench out there? Also something that you... Oh, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
I use my telephone bench to charge my cell phone.
Oh, that's good. Does it work?
Do I get $1 million?
Yes. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay, well, hey, I'll be up there. Can I get that in cash?
Yes, you can.
Cash. I don't take checks.
You don't mind pennies, do you?
Well, I don't want a hernia.
Yeah, okay. Oh. Well, anyhow, yes.
I'd never have asked that. No, we had a telephone bench. It was an old school desk, one that had the inkwell.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yep. That seemed to be the trend back in the late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah, I've got one of those upstairs on our second floor, and we don't even use it. One where you sat at and had the inkwell in it, yes.
Uh-huh.
Those were the days.
Well, I'm up to my destination window here, so I got to go.
Okay, see ya.
All right.
Now, let me tell you, everything brings to my mind something I've done. And I think I've said it before. In biology class, I sat behind a girl by the name of Jody Craner. And Jody was a very nice, very decent type of person, you know, just all the way around. And, of course, me, I liked fun. And, like, well, to get around to it, in the desk I had an inkwell. And in that inkwell, I had ink. And Jody had pigtails. So you know what was next? I dipped one of her pigtails in ink bottle. Well, that didn't go over very good, to say the least. Did any of you ever have an experience like that? Any of you girls or guys experience around the old inkwell? How many of you can tell me the brand name of the ink that we poured in to fill our inkwells? Now, you didn't have to fill them very long or often because your pen didn't use that much ink that you dipped into. If you had a fountain pen, now why did they call them fountain pens? Now there's a good question. Why was a pen given the name fountain pen? Was that because it was a kind that had that little rubber tube inside, and when you flipped the lever, the rubber tubes sucked up ink out of your inkwell? Is that why they were called fountain pens? Now, the early pens had something called a nib, and that was where you dipped into the ink, and the ink stayed on there for, you know, a few words and then left. Then it was time to dip again. Oh, my. For those of you who never went through any of this, I'm relating to you things that happened too long ago for most everybody. Oh, my. Well, let's see. Lug nuts. Yeah. Lug nuts, it relates to, you know, things... Different walnuts, hickory nuts. Oh, hickory nuts. Ooh, I wonder what the hickory nut crop will be like this year. It should be good because we had a lot of rain when the hickory nuts were forming. Now, do hickory nuts need to be pollinated? I don't think so. If they did, we wouldn't have any hickory nuts. It's terrible. My zucchini, but my cucumbers. We've had three cucumbers, and it's almost like they appeared mysteriously, because after them, nothing. Not a thing. I see no bees, no bugs. I wish the mosquitoes could pollinate. I've got enough mosquitoes around the house, but isn't it interesting? And what I did too, I took a Q-tip, and the other day when we had Brandy on, she was saying, I talked to her about a Q-tip. Yeah, that might work. So I poked one flower with a Q-tip, and then would poke a flower next to it to see, of course, not knowing male and female blossoms, I would, you know. But so far, after I did all this hand pollinating, so-called, nothing resulted from that. Nothing at all. I've got more cucumbers blooming than Bloomerville in New York. Oh, my goodness. I've got blooms and blooms. Okay, now what else can I ask you that you can't answer? I'm looking here at some of my old questions. Okay. Here's an easy one. I did this one other time. If you were in a Mexican grocery store or Mexican meat market and you wanted to eat a cow's stomach, well, that's right, they sell them. I'm not just saying that. They sell cow's stomachs. If you walked into a Mexican grocery store and said, I would like to buy blank, what would you have to tell them to get a cow's stomach? And they're goofy-looking things. A cow's stomach is weird-looking, absolutely weird, the way they're constructed, almost like a beehive. Really? And I don't know what, if there's any meat in the cow's stomach. Tell me. And are any of you south of the border people listening that could tell me anything at all about a cow's stomach and how you go about eating one and how do you fix them and what are they called? There is a name for a cow's stomach. It's not necessarily a Spanish name, I don't think. But what is the name we give to a cow's stomach? Now, just offhand, you didn't know you were going to hear such a goofy day or time on the radio, did you? It's 10, we've been on almost 45 minutes already. Oh my. But what do you call a cow's stomach? And have you ever seen one? Now, I was in, where was I? I was in Fremont. There was, years ago, a Mexican grocery store in Fremont, and I looked in the case and I saw this strange-looking thing, and I said, what is that? And they said, well, that's a cow's stomach. Now, we have a grocery store out on the, not the boulevard, but on, you know, on the east side of Marion, now out near the car wash. We've got a place, a Mexican food place. Now, do they have this, what I'm looking for? I don't know. I was in there once. Yeah, really interesting. Looking over food that, Spanish people like. I'd say Mexicans, yeah. Whatever Mexicans like, they sell it. Okay. 10:57 and a half. Oh, boy, time is flying today. Okay, what else can I ask you? If you can't identify a cow's stomach, how can I get a good answer from you on other things? Let me see. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, if you were, now get this. Now, years ago, when we didn't have as much money as we have today, a lot of us had to buy coal the cheapest way we could. Now, the greatest thing that ever happened to coal was when they ground it up and made briquettes out of it, like your charcoal for your grill. They used to sell coal by the ton that way. And it was, so great. But that wasn't necessarily hard coal. But what was the name of the soft coal? And the soft coal, a lot of times you could walk down the street and tell what your neighbor was burning, because if it was soft coal, it was burning with kind of a yellowish smoke. And that smoke had a definite smell to it. It smelled like a young kid in grade school that had an accident and sat on the radiator. Okay, caller, go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes. Hello. Yeah, turn your radio down.
What?
Turn your radio down. I won't echo. Yes, hello. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Who am I talking to?
I'm Charlie.
Oh, you don't sound like Charlie. Okay. The answer to that stomach question was tripe.
Tripe is correct, yeah. Would you like a prize today?
Well, hey, you know, I've ate tripe. My mom, when I was growing up, we ate the cow's stomach.
Okay, hey, I tell you what, I'm going to break here, and I'm going to be back on air in about 15 minutes. Would you call me in 15 minutes? I want to talk to you about tripe, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, now that'd be interesting.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian Pat Cooper.
Listen to me. That's if your friends want to buy that book, and I ain't making a dime on it, I tell you that. I don't give a damn about the money. Let them go to Amazon. It's a cheaper, and it's a great book because it's honest, and you're going to do a lot of laughing. And the only reason I wrote the book, because people who have no life are writing books, and they're boring.
You just never know.
If you don't like my book, you'll say one thing. Boy, does he have a good book.
Thank you.
I love you, and I thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Pat. Bye-bye.
First Lady of Comedy, Phyllis